Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, Hampshire Police launch community survey. After 3 years, Fire Hermit is on the move in Petersfield, but only a gemstone's throw away. The visual and financial impact of ash dieback. And we'll round up this week's local job opportunities. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In his annual address to the Family of Nations, the King has pledged to continue to serve the Commonwealth to the best of his ability. Charles gave his comments via pre-recorded video to a service at Westminster Abbey.
The Commonwealth's growth, with new members continuing to join our Family of Nations, demonstrates clearly that whilst we may not all have a shared history, we have common ambitions for a better future, working together to build resilience and respond to global challenges.
The government's committed to building new gas power stations to avert what ministers describe as the genuine prospect of blackouts. In a speech at Chatham House later, the Energy Secretary Claire Coutinho will outline the need for unabated gas power in the electricity system beyond 2030, which the government says will still mean the UK was on track to meet targets to cut emissions to zero overall by 2050. The Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris is set to join political leaders from across the island on a visit to the US ahead of St Patrick's Day. The First Minister Michelle O'Neill and Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly are set to travel to Washington DC later this week for a host of engagements. Payment service providers such as banks will be given more time to contact customers, police and others when they have reasonable grounds to suspect fraud before they send a payment under draft legislation published on Tuesday. The government says it will give providers a further 72 hours to investigate payments, but only where there are reasonable grounds to suspect fraud or dishonesty, and more time is needed to contact the customer or other parties such as law enforcement. The legislation will apply to authorised push payments. Millions of people have been urged to get NHS pharmacy checks for high blood pressure, which has been described as a silent killer. Dr. Pauline Swift is a trustee at Blood Pressure UK.
You don't need to have an appointment. It's completely free and you can walk into any participating NHS pharmacy and have your blood pressure checked.
And more than 900,000 young people who didn't get their measles, mumps and rubella jab as children have been invited to take part in a catch-up campaign. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Edgebridge.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Phil Humphreys at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Hampshire Police launch community survey. This week, Hampshire Police are launching their Let's Talk initiative. This is a new community survey initiative that aims to help them to understand the needs of the local communities. To do this, they will be both knocking on doors in local communities to speak with local residents and sharing the link to the survey online, with the aim being to hear the views of as many households across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight as possible. They want to know what it's like to live in our area, what the issues we face are, and how to better work with others to make us feel safer. If you find a police officer or a PCSO knocking on your door, please spare them a few minutes to talk to them. Alternatively, you can have your say online by visiting www.hampshirealert.co.uk/letstalk. After 3 years, Fire Hermit is on the move in Petersfield, but only a gemstone's throw away. Owner Kate Barrows spoke to Joe Gray.
It's like a little family in the Folly, so I will miss it, but we need more space so that we can have classes, community groups, meetings, different things. So it's a space for people to come in, relax and chat. I do everything I love. So I've got tarot and oracle cards. We've got the crystals, obviously healing crystals, and I make all my own jewellery and soy wax candles. Always evolving, always getting new stock in.
Have you got anything lined up yet?
Lots of craft and art classes. On the metaphysical side, I've got a lady who is going to be doing some tarot readings. Obviously, we welcome lots of different people who do different readers and healers and all sorts. Won't be able to miss us, literally, just across from the back of the Folly in Stable Lane.
And the new shop opens today. The visual and financial impact of ash dieback. Have you noticed that around the Petersphere, the views are opening up as trees are felled? Mike Waddington explains why.
This is largely because of an airborne tree fungus which causes ash dieback. The disease was first detected in the UK in 2012. The fungus starts by infecting the leaves of a tree before going into the branches and the trunk. A Freedom of Information request by the BBC revealed the financial impact of this on councils, and Hampshire County Council has confirmed it has spent more than £3 million removing 15,000 trees. Experts now fear ash dieback could kill more than 70% of the UK's native ash trees.
So it is more important than ever we all take the opportunity to plant a tree. And finally, here's this week's local job opportunities.
Gale's Bakery is looking for a head baker on a wage of £12.10 an hour. You'll be working full-time with an early start, and you'll get free food whilst on shift. You should expect to be training some of the less senior staff. East Hampshire District Council wants to hire a community development officer on a two-year fixed contract. You'll be working 37 hours per week on a salary of just over £36,000 with competitive benefits. And the Swan Medical Group is looking for a healthcare assistant and phlebotomist on a wage of £10.80 an hour. Experience would be an advantage, but full training is provided.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from me, Chris Skinner, with the weather across the Petersphere. It will be a day of heavy rain changing to overcast by early evening. Sun rises at 6:24 a.m. and sunset is at 6:04 p.m. Temperatures will reach highs of 11 degrees today. Winds are southwesterly with speeds up to 10 miles per hour. And down on the water, low tide is at 5:50 a.m. and high tide of 4.85 metres is at 12:35 p.m. The UV rating is low. And then into Wednesday, where it will be an overcast day with little chance of rain. Have an amazing day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. The resurfacing works are continuing on the High Street this evening. That remains closed tonight. A diversion is in place. School Lane remains closed while South East Water continue works. Again, the diversion is in place there. Droxford Road remains closed in East Meon. A diversion is in place there. And works taking place in Berriton today. Greenway Lane has motorway lights in place. The lane and slip road closures are back again tonight. That's both directions on the A3 from Bearlands from 9 o'clock. And finally, if anyone is travelling on the Portsmouth to Fishbourne route, there's a revised service in place due to repair works being required, so do check before you travel. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio. Made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine.